Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Dialed in, man. You going to be dialed in tomorrow to the Masters? Did you just cancel your day?
Nah. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't want to see that Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Jason Day pairing?
DeChambeau?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't know who DeChambeau is.
He's part of the drip community. Oh. He wears like a cool hat.
Isn't everybody on the PGA Tour part of the drip community?
No. I would say Ricky, definitely. DeChambeau, I just said that because he wears that hat. Tiger, for sure.
Matt Kuchar, absolutely.
Yeah, that guy's got swag.
You know
for days.
Who's not? You know who's not?
Who?
John Daly.
Oh, he's got his own swag.
He's like, yeah, it's a whole different.
Like when he shows up every year because he's invited back to the British because he's won it. So every year he goes and he usually wears those pants with the, I don't even know what they call their flag on.
So if you win once, you're invited for the rest of your life?
You have a lifetime exemption.
Some of these tournaments,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
He never won the Masters, so. But that's also a crappy. It's also the reason why we have guys like Sandy Lyle in the field. This, I mean, there's somebody that out there legitimately could have had a chance at winning, but Sandy Lyle decided he wanted to play. He had the weekend open.
Larry Mize.
Yeah.
Back at it.
Hey guys, let it go. Let it go. Yeah, I'm excited about it. The thing that sucks, though, I thought about it. As excited as I am about it, I'm going to be in Athens. I'm not even going to get to see it till
just go
Sunday. Nah, I'm good.
I mean, they drop bags. I mean, you don't think Kirby and them can't get you no tickets?
I done told you what I think about going. Like, I'm at that age now where there's only so many times grown men can shush me.
Yeah. That does suck with golf.
It's not even like a hey boss, keep it down. It's like shh, like a snotty shh. Like, man, bump you. Like, you're over here in a daggum mock turtleneck and it's 90 degrees. Shushing me.
Don't you have to give up your phone?
Yeah.
That crosses the line.
Oh, yeah. They still make you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. They're so pretentious up there. And that's the thing, like I was telling Rick, like, and Rick agreed, you watch it on TV and you think it's tucked away in some faraway land that you have to take some dirt road to get to. Man, it's off, you know, it's like, it'd be like if it was right next to Ying's Takeyaki on University Boulevard. I want to say there's like a Hooters across the street or something. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Y'all don't start texting me with all the, I've been several times. It's beautiful. I think everybody should, if you could have the opportunity to go one time, you should go one time. Absolutely gorgeous. But way overrated as an experience. Way overrated. There's your Masters talk for the Sports Den. We can go home now, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cool thing is that on Thursday and Friday, you get your updates.
Not this late.
Oh, we weren't.
I think they stop at 9.
Oh, man.
I mean, what are they going to be updating?
The one email I read. I'm thinking like, sweet. Like, he's like, well, you know, the extra 3 minutes that's going to be really long. I'm like, yes. But then I'm like, oh, crap. It stops at 9. Never mind.
I'm loving Jack Del Rio right now.
Really?
This dude decides to get in the media. Have you seen Jack lately?
Mm-mm. He's still buff?
He's living his best life, man. He's thin.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's always been pretty.
Looks good. And he gives us this quote today. I love the talent, but Antonio Brown has clearly shown that he's going to be a pain in the ass.
Nice.
Call me Mr. Big Cat.
That's how you get into media right there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you really feel.
don't beat around the bush there, Jack. He even busted out this. He says, I mean, this is America, and he's free to do what he wants, but those aren't the things that are indicative of a good teammate.
That's fair.
I like this Jack Del Rio. I don't understand how Chris Sims has continued to climb up the ranks of media, though.
Chris Sims?
Yeah. Isn't that who it is?
Yeah, he's on NBC. He's on a Pro Football Talk show a lot.
I don't understand how he still has a job.
He's legit.
Flipping terrible.
Really?
He's.
Oh, off. I think he's good.
Do you really?
Yeah, I mean, he went at Blake that one time, which riled some feathers around here. But, yeah, I think he's solid in his
He's the Jason Lockenfora of pass quarterbacks.
Oh, don't do that.
That's what he is.
That's terrible.
Wow.
No, don't do that.
He is.
That's terrible. Jason Lockenfora is a fake news
He's the Danny Cannell of the NFL. It's like he has takes just to have takes.
I don't know. Danny Cannell, like, has a whole radio show he has to fill with takes, and he doesn't watch other sports. Like, at least Chris Sims sticks to the quarterback thing. And he ended up being right about Blake. Let's be real.
He did end up. Well, no, because he said he was like the seventh. Hey, is Blake going to get cut?
Whoa. Where'd you hear that?
No, just hear me out. Another person signed from the AAF. Is that what it is? AAF? You know who it was?
Who?
Johnny Wolford.
Man, they're not cutting Blake.
With the Rams.
They're not cutting Blake for Johnny Wolford, man. It ain't that bad, bro.
Two former Jacksonville superstars battling.
I mean,
that's what I'm mad at. Like, no, not Johnny. It wasn't Johnny Wolford. It was the other one. The other Wake Forest kid.
Oh, Raleigh Skinner?
Yeah. Like, that's who.
He could ball.
When everybody was like, man, you need Tebow. Just imagine if you get Tebow. Everybody will fill the Jack Stadium. I was like, just sign Raleigh Skinner. He'd have a family reunion every weekend. I mean, they got the bread to pay it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I'll put it this way. I'm going to hit Johnny up and see if he wants to roll through whenever OTAs are done. I mean, dude's got some talent. People keep trying to tell him he can't play. He goes to the Jets, makes the last cut, goes to the AAF, is probably outside of the Orlando guy, the best quarterback in the AAF. Now he's with the Rams, and if you start looking at the Rams' depth chart, I mean, what does Blake care if he gets cut? He's still getting paid. I mean, can we be honest? Is L.A. really the best thing for Blake as a person?
Yes.
Is it?
So he was on a podcast last night.
Who?
Blake. And of course he said that he took the first offer from the first team. He had meetings with, like, Denver and the Ravens set up, but he was like, no, I'm straight.
I freaking love the dude.
He's rad. He's like, I just want to be in Cali and play with my homeboy. Like, I guess him and Goff are friends, so I love the guy. I mean.
Who else would have admitted that?
He's a terrible quarterback. But.
Who else would have admitted? Yeah, just pretty much first person that gave me an offer, I just jumped.
I mean, he's like, I got bread, man. He's like, I ain't really need nothing. They were saying, they were like, I was chilling. I was content just cashing this check.
Weather's good.
Then L.A. hit me up and said, hey, what you got going on, Blake? I'm just chilling. All right, man, we want to get you out here. How much is it going to take? Hey, bro, just shoot me $1 million in a pack of Newports and I'll be good. Give me a six-pack of Ancient City Brewery.
Hard box, though.
And I'd be good, dog. And they're like, all right, cool. So essentially just pay for your plane flight back and forth and your moving fees. And a year's rent.
Like, that's literally what he did.
Blake was like, hey, I just need you to cover my expenses. I got to pay some taxes, man, living out there in L.A. So I need you to, like.
He's going to make a mill. He's going to pay 450 G's of that into taxes.
Yeah. And now he's good.
Then he's going to pay at least $10,000 a month in rent.
Right.
At least.
Minimum.
Yeah, probably more than that.
He's probably going to stay near the beach, and he's going to find a nice little Mexican restaurant that he can frequent. Because, you know, that's what let people tell you. That's where he was always in Jacksonville.
Man, Blake, stop with the podcast and come on The Den. Because here's the only thing we want out of you, Blake, is a running tally of your finances for the next year. I want to know. Can you go a whole year in L.A. and can you come out in the positive with that salary?
With the mill?
Well, plus the six from the Jags?
No. Take that out. No, take that out.
Okay.
I'm just saying because he said he jumped at the first offer, right?
Yeah.
I want to know Blake Bortles living the Blake Bortles life, going to L.A., can he come out ahead making whatever he's
Definitely.
Making?
This guy's going to be living in, like, Goff's basement.
No,
drinking,
no,
like,
bro. No.
Natty.
No.
You think Blake's living some high lifestyle, like,
Yeah.
He went to the beach bars, bro.
He had a place on the ocean here.
I know, but that's sort of like what you had. His mom probably made him get that.
Man, come on.
He seems just like a...
If he didn't care about living where he lived, then he wouldn't have jumped at L.A. Who are the other... He'd have gone to Baltimore.
He loves the water. Who wants to live in Baltimore? So you're saying that, like, even
I'm saying
Blake,
if he didn't care about that, that's where he would have ended
nah,
up.
Nah, but I'm just saying, I don't care how much you don't care.
I think he cares
Nobody
about lifestyle.
Nobody wants to live in Baltimore. Like, you got... I can see Denver. Denver's a nice city. Baltimore, no offense to anybody from Baltimore.
I've seen The Wire.
But it sucks. I've been there before, and I've seen The Wire.
I've seen The Wire, yeah.
Like, The Wire definitely, I thought it was a joke, right? Until I took the train. And I saw almost all the characters from The Wire on the train, and it was very nervous.
Yeah, and there's never been anything bad TV come out of L.A.
L.A. is like a
not
whole
where
bunch
Blake's
of you can
be
you the money That's he true. Makes he doesn't have to be in bad L.A. I mean, I guess the money he makes he doesn't have to be in bad Baltimore either. But like now where the sports like where the baseball stadium and the, like all that that's kind of cool because I went to go see the first Army Navy game I went to was in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
the harbor area. Yeah,
this is cool.
Yeah, Camden Yards is like renowned for its beauty.
The rest of it sucks. Like getting there is terrible.
Yeah.
I would hate going to work. And the airport
I just
sucks.
Think now that he's gone, I think Blake would be a great addition to the Den. If you think about it, he's going to be in L.A., so they're 3 hours behind us. So it ain't even that late, Blake. We could do like we did with Malik. Every Monday night or every Tuesday night, just come on, spend a segment with us and let us know what's popping off in L.A. You wouldn't – I mean, apparently he wouldn't talk to anybody here while he was here. He'd go to what was it, Barstool?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Like, now that you're gone.
He really did, like, zero interviews here.
Slide through. The only time he did interviews is at his camps.
Yeah. Or when he got booed.
Well, that's only because he was the title sponsor of Guns N' Roses when he got booed. That was mean of you people in Jacksonville.
I'm still mad about that.
Like, mean.
What you're not going to do is boo me in my house.
No, that was mean. Like, especially when I just paid no.
Blake walked into that thing. Yeah, the first boo, I'm like, all right.
Where are y'all
events
talking?
Over.
Guns N' Roses.
Events over.
No way.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
What year was this?
2 years ago.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like I'm up there hanging out, actually with Malik. And I'm like, first I was asking, like, Malik, why are you in here with the poor people like me? Like, when you, like, you clearly should be. He's like, nah, I want to be low key. Blake goes up there. They're like, and this is sponsored by the Blake Board. Boo. I'd have grabbed that mic and be like, all right, folks, show's over. The
taking,
vet, you're not getting a check.
Taking
for this,
all
man.
My money out of here.
Police officers, how you going? Police officers, I'm just letting you know, bump you. Y'all let them boo me. If you want this check, arrest them.
And then that's how good of a guy Blake is. Then he still continued to go on and do the 9 p.m. routine thing and all that stuff for JSO. I see, Blake, I see you, man. I like you, Blake. And not like you like everybody else likes you. Like, I don't say, yeah, but you're a good guy every time. Like, We keep it real. We're going to tell you, Blake, you ain't that good at the football.
You're not going to hit him with me. He's a good kid.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to hit him with the A-Rob and David Caldwell. Like, football's not your thing. But maybe the rest of it kind of is.
Yeah.
Stash your money away and just do what you want to do the rest of your life.
Just go be Trent Dilfer. But rich.
You want Blake training quarterbacks?
No. Ooh, my bad. Not that part.
Oh.
I mean, like, commenting on quarterback. Be Chris Sims.
Yeah.
He made a comment about how Goff is, like, does, like, kind of cool things with the social media for the Rams. And have you seen that particular video where they put Goff undercover and he goes to, like, some high school?
Yeah, it was a junior college, wasn't it?
Something like that. Yeah. So Blake was like, yeah, I wish they would get me to do stuff like that. It's like,
bro, you go throw five picks.
They would be like, hey, man. Nah.
We're good with our starter.
Keep the disguise on. It's probably for the best.
Excuse me, sir. Have you thought about playing tight end?
Long snap. He did say that, though. He said, hey, could I at least be like the long snapper or something?
The funniest part is he comes out there and he's like, hey, I'm this new recruit. Put a mustache on him. And then he's trying to hide like the hidden boss. And then he throws it to the other team and they score a touchdown. They'd be like, has anybody ever told
Blake
you that
Bortles.
You remind me of that quarterback from the Jaguars?
You're Blake.
Are you Blake?
I've seen that pick six before.
Yeah, that pick. Now, the cool thing, the best thing about Blake was Blake never made the same mistake the same. He never made the same mistake twice. It was always a new one.
It was incredible. There's got to be, as many people track stats, there's got to be somebody that can tell us how many different ways Blake threw an interception. Because I can think of one off of somebody's head. The dude threw one away. He threw an interception trying to throw a screen away that hit somebody's foot. Think about that for a second. Do you know how hard that is?
The one thing I will say that was smart about him, and he, correct me if I'm wrong, because he might have, I don't think
you're
he
wrong.
Hit this guy. Was he hit a lineman? He'll hit a lineman, but he never hit Jeremy.
Ooh.
He knew which lineman to hit on mistake.
He'll hit lineman. He set up Ahearns for concussion every week.
Now, that's the thing that I really like. When he retires, I got to know. I have to know
them
what
two,
happened.
Bro, them two, Guns N' Roses.
That, they match. Need to. Like, I mean, for all the things that happened between our show and not Alan in particular, but people who are associated with him, I would really want to know. I would really set it up. I said it. You got to show me one. Like, you can't keep throwing me into a hard safety, man.
Concussion protocol.
Like, it's a concussion. Because every throw was a difficult catch into another human being. The only time he didn't throw him into a hard corner was when he got his leg blown off. And Marcel Darius was like, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. He hit his leg and he was just a crawl into the sideline. And I was like, Alan, you ain't got no legs.
Oh, the memories. It was the best of time.
Well, we were good.
Those 6 weeks were amazing. We got to take a break. We're already behind. You're listening to The Sports Den. We'll be right back.
Great defensive play.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, powered by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Coming to you from the Thin MD Med Spa Studios. ABC, make sure you get by there. You know you're going to watch the Masters. There's probably a few of you dudes is getting cut on in the morning. One of the most popular times to get a vasectomy right now.
Ugh.
This and the draft. I don't know if you really should you be drinking after that? Yeah, I did.
Might as well.
Yeah, I can't think of a more appropriate time to drink.
It's a very good point. Very good point.
I mean, you're not like, I mean, it's an easy stitch up, right?
Yeah. It just, I mean, it's just uncomfortable because you feel like you're walking around with two bowling balls between your legs. Like, once you get past that, you're all right. That and the sound. Like, if you're going to have that done, like, wear headphones.
Did you say it smelled like bacon or something like that?
Yeah, they burned something down there, and it's just, the whole thing's awkward. It's just all awkward. Especially when in the consultation, the doctor's like, oh, yeah, listen to your radio show. Oh, awesome.
Really?
Yeah. That's awesome. Fantastic. But make sure you get to ABC. Get you some of the good stuff for Masters weekend. And there's a bunch of people up in Augusta right now acting like somebody they're not. So even if you ain't got it like that, act like you do this weekend. Go to thehumidor.com, order you a couple good cigars, put in Sports Den when you check out. It'll be shipped free to you, and then you'll get 20% off also.
That's very true.
It's good stuff. I'm looking at Pro Football Talk headlines. There's two of them on here. I'm going to read them both to you, and you tell me which one you'd like to address first. We'll address both. But these are the headlines. I haven't even clicked on them yet. Option number one. This is going to be a tough decision, James. Option number one, Robert Kraft's lawyers argue that irreparable harm will result from release of video.
I agree.
Okay, so that's option one.
I agree.
We could talk about that right now, or we could go to option two, which is Nick Boza. I stopped pro-Trump tweets because I might go to San Francisco.
Wise.
Which one should I click on first?
I've never been to a jail.
You mean to go Robert Kraft?
Because, I mean, okay.
You are fake news.
Okay, we're going to go with Nick Boza.
Yeah. All right. Let me just explain something. I'm just tired of this. Like, again, who you split into, who you don't split into, or who splits you into, I don't care. Like, I don't need to know that as long as you do your job. Like, so San Francisco, I know what he's implying or any of that stuff doesn't really mean anything to me. Who you vote for, who you don't vote for, doesn't really mean anything to me. I think people like are taking this like to the. I want to go back to the time when people used to treat this privately. You remember? Have you ever heard Dave Chappelle's skit "Killing Me Softly"?
Killing Me Softly. Not skit, don't know. What you, I've heard the stand-up routine.
Yeah, maybe selling crack on the side of the room.
Yes, but before he went on to all that, he was like he would ask his pale friends. He was like, "Hey, who did you vote for? Hey, buddy." That is who I vote for is private. That is my God-given right. Don't discuss this. So I was with my wife last night, and I was doing this. But wait a minute. But no, who did you vote? Hey, that is personal. Don't come asking me. I'm trying to tell you about what I did with my wife, and you're over here asking personal questions about who I voted for. Like, I want to go back to that time because.
But then you're telling them to shut up and dribble, bro.
No.
But no, he's talking about in general, but everybody.
What I'm saying is that it doesn't really, like, when you really think about it, if you voted for Clinton, you voted for Trump. Like, we've been kicking it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Why would one vote, like, be the thing? Like, why would we bring this tension? So I say all that to say at this point, you're trying to cause attention. To me, forget San Francisco. The fact that I know that this is an emotional thing. Maybe I stop tweeting that because I'm going to a locker room that's 75% people who have no idea about politics and this could just offend them. And if it's my personal business anyway, like maybe that could help. Like you can't fight everybody.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing.
I will say this though. JJ's not wrong. Like you can't say that about Nick Bosa and then tell LeBron to.
Well, no, have
you know what I mean?
Have your actually, I think LeBron should stop telling people who he votes for. But like taking a political stance on some like actual,
and then taking a social.
But then like social issues is different. Like if he has a thing, like for example, like Jesus' nephew with abortion, especially knowing their story, man, please go out. Yep. I may not agree with you, or other people may not agree with you, but your story. That's something that means something to you. But I'm like, damn, dude. But, like, I would like to hear more about this, though.
Okay, I'll tell you more. It says, former defensive end Ohio State was once outspoken on Twitter, now he's less so. Bosa, who has praised President Trump and called Colin Kaepernick a, quote, clown in tweets that he later deleted, told Kevin Von Valkenburg. Well, that's the real story.
That's a scary name.
Kevin Von Valkenburg?
That's the dude from Die Hard, the villain, right?
Kevin Von Valkenburg of ESPN.com.
Sounds like a vampire.
That he decided giving up his political tweeting was only practical because he might get drafted by the 49ers, who represented one of the most liberal cities in America. He says, I had to. There's a chance I might end up in San Francisco. You know, go to this Pro Football Talk article and click on this. You know who he looks like? What's the dude's name that married Jessica Simpson from 98 Degrees?
Nick Lachey.
That's who Nick Bosa looks like.
Both Ohioans.
Oh, that's where...
Yeah, he's like a big Cincinnati guy.
Mr. Simpson was from?
Mr. Simpson.
I don't... See everything else.
You're on Pro Football Talk?
Yeah.
And you don't see the Nick Bosa I stopped?
Was that like one of the first ones? I saw the Robert Kraft one.
It was above that one.
I got Miles Sanders, Robert Kraft, Del Rio.
Oh, it's not. Now I went back to it and it's not on there anymore. That's weird. Huh. Yeah, because I just hit back on the browser and it's not there, but. Right back up.
But I mean, this is what we should be talking about right here.
Go ahead.
Civil complaint against the guy we were just talking about who was very impressed with Allen Hurns' ability to crawl off the field with one leg.
What?
The civil complaint against Marcel Darius was dismissed. Yeah, so I guess he doesn't have the gift that keeps on giving.
Or does he? I forgot all about that.
I mean, she only saw it. Like, woman saw it in excess of 15,000.
You see that on Pro Football Talk?
Yeah. Alleging he sexually assaulted her on January 8th, 2017. And, you know, she filed her complaint. But, oh, he still has one in Duval. Oh, no, no, it's a different one. My bad. The Duval County woman is still saying that he gave her the
Was it the herpes?
Yeah, the herpes. So, okay. Well, at least he's got one out the way. Mm. Man, I didn't know he had multiple.
Robert Kraft's going to suffer irreparable harm if the video comes out.
That just means Robert Kraft is like, he's lining up his scope and saying, I'm gonna make your life a living hell if you try to keep pressing this.
Bro, can you imagine Robert Kraft trying to play advisor to a young player coming to the NFL?
Like, I mean, he's made his mistake. Maybe he learned from it.
No, because you know that you know
don't travel cross country to go get pleased.
Well, you know the speech. Like, you're in the public eye. You have to walk around like there's always a camera on you. Like, that's what they – that's we're telling high school kids that
it's
now.
So funny that almost all the people who, like, really preach this all have skeletons in their closet that are worse than almost anything that these kids could do.
I don't know about worse than any of these kids can do.
Well, I mean, like, right now, if – okay. Not all of them. There are some one-off cases. But if, let's say, Rastafarian Jenkins just got picked up by the Patriots.
Right.
And let's say he went to a Chinese massage parlor because, you know, he had a very stressful season. And then he got caught in the same exact thing that Robert Kraft did. You think Robert Kraft's going to be like, oh, man, don't worry about it. Come on, man. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. No, they'll cut his ass.
Like, at the very worst, you know what they'll do?
What?
Use it against him in negotiations when his contract's up. At the very worst. Like, they always use the character thing, right? And so now here's Robert Kraft going, no, 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 you can't release the video because this is going to cause me harm. Man, ain't nobody trying to see that video. Kraft, we already all have the picture in our head. That video can't be worse than the picture I have in my head. It's impossible.
Nobody wants to see their nobody wants to know that their grandparents are having sex.
No.
Nobody wants to really know that their parents are having sex. But
in fact, Kraft, you know what? You need to stick your chest out and go, you know what? Release the video.
That's what I would say.
At this point. Wait till y'all see this.
Like, they've already got you. Like, man, you ain't got me on no charges. Come on, man. Drop the mixtape.
Drop. It worked for Kim K.
Yeah, drop it. Let me watch my. Matter of fact, you know what? Don't worry about dropping it. Let me buy the rights to it. I'll buy it. I'll drop it. Yep. How about that? Like, go. Don't you think that would work?
Yes.
Like,
no.
Go.
Yes. No.
Go absolutely complete not. Opposite.
Go like, complete. Absolutely. If you're go, Robert Kraft at this point, like, stick your chest out and go, show it.
There's a reason he doesn't want that show scene.
Him. Let him know.
There's a reason.
Sometimes you got to put it out on the table. Let him know.
If I knew it was going to be that kind of party.
I'll let him know what your boy working with. You want to see the Kraft? Matter of fact, hold up. I'll show you. I'll show you right now.
We're going to have a viewing party inside of Gillette. Free popcorn.
Oh, man. I'm like,
you free know who, Kraft you know who, singles.
You know what? You know what own NFL owner would do this?
Who?
Jerry Jones.
Definitely.
Jerry Jones would just whip it out. He got girls trying to
if
get him in the
elevator.
If you don't
think Jerry Jones has already done that at many a cocktail party, then just you haven't been paying attention.
Jerry Jones say, you want to see this billionaire D energy? Like this
BD for Dallas.
Yeah. Billionaire Dallas Energy, BDE. Stands for something else, too.
This is just so funny to me. Irreparable harm.
My man.
From the release of a video that is of you doing something that you knew better. Wow.
They're saying they got the video illegally, though, so.
He was in there illegally.
Well, he legally entered.
Technically, he legally paid for a massage. He just received services that you can't, and if they didn't have a specific warrant for that, then they can't use it. Besides, to try to bully him into taking charges.
I think bullying is the perfect word for this. Let the old man be.
I mean, like I told you.
What's his age again, 77?
At that point, at 77, if I still have the urges and desires and it's still working, that means Dr. Capasso is amazing. He needs to be a witch. That's what that means.
Listen, he didn't just have the urgent desire. He had it twice in 17 hours.
I mean, I'm just
think about that.
Like
before he hopped on a private jet to go to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game.
I talk about effort money. That's effort. That's the true definition of effort money. Because I mean, I'm sure Kansas City has very good Chinese massage parlors. But he had to bypass all. Is it like something in Florida? Like, oh, maybe it's the.
Is it Chinese?
What's
keep saying
Asian.
Chinese.
My bad. I'm sorry. It was Asian. They didn't specify. I apologize to my Asian brethren and sister.
Did you say you're sure that they have good Chinese massage parlors in Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm sure that they have very adequate places there. Like that, you don't have to like fly right. I mean, he flew like it was around the corner.
He lives down there. He's got a place down there.
Yeah, but during the season, don't most of the owners like stay in the city? Like
you don't think they got these places in Boston?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like to me, I'm like he's like he treated it like he wanted to go to Jenkins Barbecue, the original one. Like he lives in Ponte Vedra. Hey, let me go run up here and get some barbecue.
Bro,
real
that
quick.
Is the truth.
I'll be back.
That is the truth. You're exactly right. It's like he had a craving at 11 o'clock and said, you know what? I want to run up to Mickey D's. Hey, gas up the jet and let me go see my lady.
Oh, man.
77. Is that what he is, 77? Whatever he is. Old, that old, and still twice in 17 hours.
I mean, that's good. I mean, it's people who are 27 who can't recover in that short amount of time.
548 said, ain't nobody want to see the craft except you two fools.
I don't want to see. We're not saying I want to see it. I'm saying if I was Robert Kraft and you try to threaten me, I'm going to show you.
I'm going to call your bluff.
I'm going to call your bluff. Once you actually put the cards on the table that they're trying to put out, there's nothing else that they can do.
I'm a sausage guy.
The only thing you could... I'm a man's man. We're all man's man. What did he say?
We're all man's man here, right?
Tell you, man. Did he ever real? Okay.
Can I say something?
Did he ever talk about his debauchery with his 3.5 blue chews and a pocket full of money?
No.
I gotta tell you all. I love that freaking show. I love XL Primetime.
Yeah, I'm glad Hack's back.
This is good.
Because, like, Matt didn't have anybody to be overly aggressive at. So I was afraid it was going to come at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's only a matter of time.
Hey, Hack walked in this morning fuming mad. Like, James, I'm down here, and he's walking down the hallway, and he's got steam coming out of his ears. Like, it looks like he's about to bite through his own teeth. Okay. Because they canceled something happened to his Microsoft subscription.
Oh, my God. It was a whole thing.
The dude said he was on the phone with him for 3.5 hours this morning and had to have another call scheduled for 4:30 today.
So, you know when, like, your laptop asks you to update?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it kind of has to go off for, like, an hour or 30 minutes or whatever. He hasn't done it since the day he bought it. So, none of the, you know... Microsoft Word, Microsoft
Excel. How long
has he had it? I don't know, but a long ass time. And he's like, well, I just like everything to be the same. Whenever I update my Twitter app, it's always different than what it used to be. I hate it. So he just doesn't update anything. And that caused some problems with his Microsoft accounts.
I wish y'all would have seen him walking through there. You know what he looked like? He looked like John Henderson after he'd been slapped
by the trainer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's what Hack looked like walking down this long
Microsoft.
Hallway.
Office, like, bro, like, go
simple,
Google.
Bro.
He said, man, I don't have access to Word all day,
bro. It's like all kinds of pirated software that you can use. Like,
exactly.
You don't have to be angry.
You don't
go
even
to
really have to
Open
buy
Office.
It.
You can actually go to. You can actually use it online and be. He has the internet, right?
Yeah, I was in here.
Draft talk coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
And it doesn't matter what we do, this Facebook Live is just going to make fun of us. Goes good for a while, and then all of a sudden we get a week where it just doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
kind of disappointing. It's aggravating. That's all right. Other people have bigger problems than us not being able to get Facebook Live to work in our air-conditioned studio.
Fair enough. Like, we could complain. There's worse things that we can complain about that other people have to deal with on a day-to-day.
Oh, crap, I forgot. Somebody just tweeted this out. I got to pay all the annual fees on the LLCs before May 1st. That's a serious late fee if you don't.
It's like $500, man.
Yeah, it goes from like $160 to $400.
Yeah.
Thank you, whoever that was that tweeted that out, for reminding me of that. Got to do that. Draft coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe. I'm convinced of one thing and one thing only in this draft. Everybody's dead wrong on the quarterback thing. There's going to be trades galore. Because now you're hearing more and more about Drew Lock. You're hearing more and more about Daniel Jones. You're hearing that Dwayne Haskins is slipping. And the only reason why you would hear Dwayne Haskins is slipping is if people want you to hear Dwayne Haskins is slipping. Cardinals are meeting with Kyler, but at the same time, they got Josh Rosen at OTAs. Like, I mean, it's like all this stuff. This is going to be one of those drafts where we could look up and there's four quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks. And there could be, you know, four or five trades to make it happen. And then you've got all these elite pass rushers and defensive guys, and usually, as a general rule of thumb, your really good teams that draft later in the first round are all looking to fill needs on the defensive side or for depth.
Right.
Like, I just have this feeling that this is gonna be a fun draft from a trade perspective, and I hope that the Jags can capitalize on that. I hope sitting there at 7, there's been two quarterbacks taken off the board, and there's somebody wanting to jump the Broncos for Drew Lock. There's not a better scenario. I hope that we're coming in on that Friday, because we will not be on that Thursday. I don't know if we'll be on that Friday. I have no idea.
Please let me know so I can make plans.
Well, I'm not the one that makes the decision.
Like, do they have a draft? Part, when will we know? It's like in 2 weeks.
Well, I know Thursday we're not. The schedule go out, what, Tuesday, next Tuesday. What are you doing, JJ? Good gravy, JJ.
Did you just punch something?
Yes. What's dead?
Oh, it's a huge bug. Like
a bug.
Okay. Flying roach.
Okay.
Oh.
So not only do we not have Wi-Fi, we've got infestation.
Maybe that's why we don't have Wi-Fi.
Did you punch it with your hand? And
no, you took his shoe off.
It was the Miami shoe. So.
All I could see is out of the corner of my eye, I saw JJ creeping and taking his shoe off. I'm like, what is going on here? Anyway, what I hope we're talking about is not who the Jags took at 7, but who the Jags took at 11 or 12 and, you know, 27 or something. You know what I mean? It's like, I hope we're talking about two draft picks or next year's first that they got from somebody, or an additional early second, or, you know, so I hope that's the conversation, because the more that I hear, the more I'm convinced that there ain't nobody at 7 that changes this team right now. Meaning your best players at 7 are coming in at positions that you're already good at. Otherwise, you're going to reach for Juwan Taylor. You're going to reach for a tight end. What I'd really like them to do is just go ahead and roll with Ed Oliver.
Ed Oliver. I saw somebody said that if the Bucs take White, they're going to be mad. I'm like, please don't take him then. Let him fall to 7.
Yes. Yes.
We'll take that.
That's the thing that the closer we get to this thing being here, the more I'm realizing. 7 is a terrible position for the Jags to be drafting in right now. Let me rephrase that. It is a terrible year for the Jags to be drafting 7. Just think about how much more fun this would have been had they not signed Nick Foles. Well, think about the conversation we'd be having right now.
There'd be arguments between the quarterbacks, which one?
Now we're talking about two tight ends from Iowa. Instead of talking about Haskins and Locke.
And Juwan Taylor.
Juwan Taylor. Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, grab Ed Oliver, call it a day. Go ahead and write it down on the card. Right? Write down Ed Oliver, Devin White. Like, just write them down. And then whichever one's there, go grab. Because if you don't do that, you're going to reach for somebody. If they don't draft Juwan Taylor at 7, who's going to draft Juwan Taylor?
That's the question that you should be asking. Like, if I miss on this person.
CBS Sports.
Who else will get him?
CBS Sports has a 7-round mock draft.
Man, that's a lot of work, man. God bless him.
Breakdowns for all 32 teams put out 5 hours ago. We're gonna save this little nugget here.
Did you hear what Bill Belichick said?
He said something?
Yes.
He said that video would do irreparable damage?
No.
Oh.
Every team uses the same draft chart.
Well, I mean, if he said it, I got to believe it, right? Why would he say that? If that wasn't true.
I mean, I would say that in general, the trades over the last several years, for the most part, have been.
Oh, he's talking about that.
Let's call them with a 5 to 10% pretty equitable trades.
A chart of what everyone's worth.
Yeah, so for you to have a chart that's different than the other 31 charts isn't really that productive, because now we're just arguing about which chart. My chart says this, your chart says that. I would say everybody probably uses the same value chart. I'd say in our draft trade negotiations through the years, especially the last 2 to 3 years, there hasn't been a lot of my chart this, your chart says that.
So it's not necessarily – he's talking about the positioning chart. He's talking about what it takes to trade up. I would hope everybody uses it, because that would take away from the argument of, well, I need this and this for you to trade up to this.
He says, now, 10 or 15 years ago, there was more of it.
This CBS Sports 7-round mock for the Jags is very, very interesting. Should we talk about this next, or should we do 8 o'clock next?
Let's do 8 o'clock next.
But then people are just going to look it up.
They're driving, bro.
I mean, yeah.
Ain't nobody driving. They're all listening to their at their house, half-baked.
Well, we had a caller who wants to call desperately for 8 o'clock, that it was 9:15, and he was calling, and he sounded a little... He's like, I got 2 8 o'clocks.
Huh. Okay. All right, here's what we'll do.
Mark and Murray Hill, you know who I'm talking
about. Yeah, of course. We'll do 8 o'clock next. And then we'll come back with this 7-round mock draft. If you didn't hear who I said it was by, I'm not going to tell you, so you can't look it up. I guess you still can. But some interesting stuff on this, not with the Jags, but with some other teams as well, because they factor in trades into this. And they actually have the Jags making a trade for a veteran at a certain position. We've got all that coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock. Ow. 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 I just...
That's your 8 o'clock.
Shattered my... Dang, my shin right here on this corner. Why does that hurt so bad? Like, you barely hit certain... 8 o'clock, brought to you by Loose Air Quality. Yeah, crappy air quality causing you to do things like hit your shin on the corner. It could. I don't know, we're making that up, but it could. Bad air quality can cause a lot of issues, a whole lot of issues, a lot of health issues, a lot of financial issues, issues all the way around. You need to get that crap taken care of. Stop messing around with it. Stop having your family in unsafe environments and get it taken care of right away by going to Loose Air Quality. LuceAirQuality.com, right here in Jacksonville. You can give them a call at 904-803-1014. Home or business, if you're a realtor, make sure you give Loose Air Quality a call. You don't want to be putting new clients into places that's got bad air quality right when they move in. It's a simple test. They'll provide you the results right there, the solution, and they'll even tell you if there's not an issue. Go to Loose Air Quality. That's LuceAirQuality.com. 8 o'clock, what you got?
Graphics teams.
Graphics teams.
Yeah.
Explain.
You know, all right, we saw a really dope graphic on Monday.
Like, yeah, it was cool. Like, that was really cool. Yeah, what Clemson did or whoever did it.
Yeah. You know, most teams like have, like, if, for example, like, people out there listening, like, if you're going to commit to Florida State, two people to use. Don't use Seminole images and graphics. Don't use our graphics.
I don't think anybody use. I don't think they can. I don't think for a commit that the school can put out that graphic.
Well, I think Fred
was asking for an edit guy.
Some schools, Florida State has somebody who does it. Trust me.
Just is not it in the same guy who does the MLK Day stuff?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe they need a new guy.
We've all called it for it. I mean, he's a good guy. I just think he hates the program. And I'm going to say this because there's a young man here in the Jacksonville area who has a graphic that's not bad. It's clean. It's just some things missing.
What?
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to play defensive end without arms or calves.
What?
So, like,
knees.
So, see that, right?
Right.
Keep that image.
Yeah.
Are literally a graphic for a very high, hopefully the kid will get to commit on our show. Profile, we want
Are you telling me Florida State didn't do that?
And I think it was our graphics team. Because there's only two other people who do the graphics outside the university. And that's
We all know what happened. Yeah.
Don't know what happened.
Here's what happened is he's got on the white sleeves and the white tights, but the problem is he's in a white background. And so it makes it look like and he's a black kid. And so it makes it.
No.
Yeah, look at it again.
There, do you see arms?
Yes. It's the white background. He's got on like that snow white undershirt. You can see his hands.
You can see Denny, you can see the hands. I zoomed in. There are
no arms. You're right.
There are no arms.
I gave him too much benefit, didn't I?
He doesn't have arms or calves.
Wow. That's gonna be an inspiring story.
Like the only thing that would make E60. This acceptable.
Yeah.
The only thing that would make this acceptable is if a child made this.
Are you telling me that was actually tweeted out?
Yeah, it was. Yes.
That's not something that somebody sent to you saying, "Bro, you ain't gonna believe what was sent
there
to
is somebody actually." Somebody inboxed me and said, "Hey man, like, have you seen such and such's IG story?" And I said, "No, I don't follow him on IG. I'm not a creeper. Like, it's a kid. Like, and he was like, "All right, let me screenshot. I'm gonna screenshot it and send it to you." And he sent it to me, and I'm like, "God, is that our graphics team hates tech? Like, it doesn't take."
That didn't help. No.
What this reminds me of, and there's nobody in this world that I cherish and love more than the franchise. Like, I love.
I don't know. Willie Taggart's close.
Okay, whatever. I'll see Tag next week. But real talk. But I love Trey. Trey really likes to write, and he's doing very good with his writing at 5 years old. Like, it's good. He likes to draw. But the problem is he's at this age where you don't know what the hell he's drawing. Like, he drew something, and I thought it was birds. Mm. And he was like, "No, Dad. It was flying. It's a flying lizard and a flying frog." Excuse the hell out of me. I can't see nothing. This
Come
looks
on, Dad.
Like
Stop
what?
Being an idiot.
So like, if Trey did this edit,
right?
I would be cool with it. I'd be like, you know what? A 5 year old did this. Not somebody who gets.
You'd
paid.
See the.
I'd see like once I said, yeah. Okay, he tried to make the football player.
Right.
Okay, like I'm tired of 5 year old edits for our program when Clemson's out here flourishing. Like, everybody else is out here doing their thing, man. And why are the people who don't get paid actually making bomb-ass edits? Like, we got guys with, not only.
I'm going to give you
the benefit
of the doubt.
Not only did he put MLK, a glove on MLK.
A Florida State glove.
He put a 3X glove on MLK.
Looked like Mickey Mouse.
Like, it wasn't even like it didn't even look like it blended in.
No, it was Mickey Mouse's glove.
It looked like, all right, I'm going to take this picture of MLK and I'm going to stamp this glove sticker on it. Like, people ain't going to say nothing. I'm like, man, what are we doing, man?
I got to give y'all the benefit of the doubt. There's no way that came from Florida State.
Every time we take two steps forward, this guy comes in and does something
to
bring us three steps back.
That's a troll.
Yeah, we have a plan.
That's a troll. There's no way. There's no way that somebody from Florida State did that. No way. Because you're right. I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was white on white background. There literally is no arms. It's just shoulders, and then you see hands. You want to take a guess how many people are in the college football transfer portal right now?
A lot.
1,900.
Manny, where are you at on that? Get on those guys.
1,900.
I think Manny.
100.
Manny, like.
That's 1,900 more guys we need.
There's got to be somebody better than Tate there.
I think Manny's like, you know what? We got a little overzealous. We got a guy who if somebody smacks him on the back of the head, he's gonna die. We got a little person, the guy from Game of Thrones at quarterback
that likes to talk a lot
that we thought was gonna be good, and then he comes in, he can't beat out a soul.
Sister's amazing.
Like, his sister's amazing. He might not beat out the 2-star quarterback that they signed, that had high school practice film in his highlight film, but like. Yeah. Which is cool. Whatever. Like, whatever you got to do to showcase your talent.
Jaren Williams is the answer.
We've all said that. Yeah. Like, I don't even understand why Jaren Williams is like, he looked a little fluffy that picture, but he looks good. He's throwing it. I mean, I don't know what happened with Teeth, but Teeth needs to hit the portal because it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Can you hit the portal more than once?
I wish he was one of those 19,000 guys.
Can Tate hit the portal?
1,900. You can hit the portal as much as you want.
No, I don't think. I don't know.
You hit the portal like the bottle?
Yeah, you can. Portal's a portal, bro.
After what the NCAA did in letting him play next year,
they
it's
let him play
because
he was trash. They saw the film.
You think they were trying to sabotage us?
Ryan Day went in, like, because what? All right.
Let me tell you, real talk.
Jordan Travis, one of the holdups with FSU with Jordan Travis is not only is he transferring, but it's in conference. Like, Louisville is like, we're going to make it a little hard for you. We didn't want to lose this guy. Ryan Day said, see ya. I got feels, but like, you can't. There is no future for you. Because remember what his story was.
But if they didn't get Fields, you don't think that he'd be starting this year?
No, because Ryan said, I left because they no longer talk to me anymore and the relationship was unreconcilable.
Well, yeah, he got his feelings
hurt. My position coach, who is now my head coach, no longer reached out to me once Urban Meyer's brain dead. Maybe Urban Meyer went brain dead when he recruited him. I've heard coaches say stuff like that. We had a coach say he was drunk when he recruited a kid. Tell him that in mat drills. it was the coldest day I've
ever seen. Speaking of, what's the kid's name from Louisville?
Jordan Travis.
He's got to show me again. I didn't see it. I just can't get past what I saw in practice.
I can't get past what I saw, but what I saw in that game, I was like, who in the hell is that kid? Where did he? They're like, James, that's Jordan Travis. You follow the team? I said, no.
That ain't Jordan Travis.
That ain't the Jordan Travis that I seen.
I seriously thought that he was the worst quarterback at that practice that I went to, including the walk-on that must have, like, a grandfather, like, lineage there.
The lefty?
Yeah.
All right, so sticking to the school, I'm not hating, but, like, JJ, y'all got to rein this stuff in.
I'm not hating.
I'm not going to talk about the practice, the game, or the scrimmage or whatever that you guys are having at a high school stadium. I'm not going to talk about that because that's not that bad. Manny Diaz is going to booster meetings again on yachts and boats. They kind of made a 30-for-30 about this.
I got to see this.
Like, you got to chill, Manny. Like, you are literally going to get your team on.
It's cool.
It's got to be better than the plane.
It's cool because they're not even good anymore.
It's better than the plane.
It's cool. Nobody's paying attention. You can't do that after you win 10 games, but after you crap the bed, that's cool.
75 is cool to roll up on.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can give away yachts.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Yeah, I.
You can't tell me that boat's not badass though.
I mean, it was very cool. Like, I told people the thing that I posted. I'm like, listen.
They really look like they're like a trying to be hard Nevin, up there.
I'm
though.
Pissed that Nevin Shapiro didn't invite me on the boat.
Oh no, I see what happened. I see what happened.
Man, he is such a nerd.
He's a tool.
I'm just saying, dog. Like,
here's what happened. He's not there, though. He's there.
Manny Diaz looks like a crooked youth pastor.
Everybody was like, James, you're a hater. James, Tate Martell is going to be the future. No, you're not. I've said all these things, and everybody, I pray.
Why do we know Tate Martell sucks, though?
Like, because that's all the Miami media has been saying. Hey, I say he looks awful in
practice. JJ, I cannot comment on air, but I'll tell you a story on break.
He literally throws late and behind in all the break and all the out routes, and he throws to the other side of the ball. It's not good. It's not how it was designed.
I'll tell you a true story at the break that I didn't tell you before because you were so excited. But I'll tell you a true story. But you're getting this wrong on Manny Diaz.
All these
he wasn't
practice
there.
Stories don't bother me.
No, this isn't a practice story. Manny Diaz, this is cool. He wasn't there as a Hurricane representative. He was there because his boy was bartending.
Oh, Bando. That's convenient though. Like, you know, you can say
that is an awesome yacht. So like, I can't even
like FSU fans. Willie Tagger
yachts is bigger than their indoor.
Willie Tagger will have an event at Top Golf next Tuesday, and the bartender will have to. We as a booster program will have to pay Top Golf to serve drinks. Like, think about the money that you actually save when you have a person on your staff that can already do this stuff. The only thing they need is a chef.
A mixologist.
Like, they can have potluck booster club meetings. That's dope. I would actually enjoy Banda to been at my tailgate. The liquor might not have gone as fast because people know how to make a proper drink.
This yacht's awesome.
The yacht was cool. I have no hate on the yacht. Like, that was dope.
Whose yacht do you think it is?
I don't know.
I mean, Nevin Shapiro's not using his.
Mark Richt.
CMR, yeah. Did Mark Richt pull back his $1 million? Like, did he like?
Yeah, that's why it's only 80 feet or 80 yards.
No, he didn't.
No, it was the GoFundMe didn't get completed. That's part of it.
No, he didn't. He didn't. I actually had a take on Mark Richt when you were gone on Friday. I'm not going to go through it again. Maybe we'll revisit it closer. I
like that Fred Davis gave him a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that lit my Twitter on fire. It was like, Miami, yeah, you're right, James. Miami stood no chance. He's bringing up Mark Richt being good and gone. I was like, man, yeah. I didn't want it to happen like that.
I'm just being funny. I legit, JJ, don't have a problem with Miami other than the interesting offseason I've had with them.
Like, right, it's a personal thing.
Right, I don't even really consider Miami a big rivalry for Florida. I'm excited for the game, but it's not Florida State. It's not
it's
Tennessee.
It's more of
it's
a fan
Georgia.
Rivalry right. than like an actual. We never play all.
Right,
but
say this with complete honesty. I want to be on that yacht, even if it's with Manny Diaz. Like, if you invite me on that yacht, I'm going, even if Manny's there.
I mean, it's dope.
Manny,
it's a big enough yacht to, like, not have to, like, interact with who you don't
know.
No,
we need to work out our differences.
Manny's not a big guy.
Have your boy make us a couple drinks, and Manny, let's work out our differences right here on this yacht.
You might walk right by Manny.
I don't know if I like the Manny constantly tucking the shirt into the shorts.
Is he?
That's so gangster.
I see it a lot. Maybe not all the time. Maybe not.
He's untucked in this
video. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I'm living my best life out here on a yacht.
Yeah. He's got those sweet Adidas shoes that everybody else has but us.
548 is right, Denny.
What?
Nothing is worse to a radio listener to hear the host say a good story will be told in a break. Normally, I would tell you that's why you need to be on Facebook Live as well.
I wouldn't have told it on Facebook Live.
Some great stories last break.
Let me tell you something, 548. You're going to have to get over that because it's the way I pay my bills, and I can't. They'll have to fire me before I can tell that story all the way through on air.
Yeah.
Let's get to this 7-round mock draft from CBS Sports. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den, Wednesday night, which once we get through this show, according to James yesterday, his week's kind of over. The Wednesday night show.
It's pretty much downhill now.
You just start thinking about sleeping?
Yep.
I hear you. You know what I did yesterday? I'd never do this. I fell asleep sitting upright. That's for like an hour.
That happened to me on my porch.
I was on my couch. I had like the little lap desk thing that I have in my lap working on the computer. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up. I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, my phone's buzzing from a text. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's when you know you need a little bit more sleep. Before I get to this mock draft, let me see what our boys got to say. Jeff, what's up?
I'm looking forward to watching Manny Diaz this year. They will be coming out of Coastal. They will be playing Florida State. And then and the Final Four will be Florida and Florida State. And I think the quarterback this year throws 40 touchdowns. I think the running back, whoever it is, gets 30 touchdowns. I think the quarterback throws for maybe 8,000 yards and stuff. And I'm looking forward to watching the Magic in the playoffs first time in 7 years. I think the Magic win it all. I think they beat Golden State in 4 games. And I'm really looking forward to watching it. It can be awesome. And, you know, I love baseball, and Rays are doing really well. It'd be pretty cool to see Blake Snell strike out 20 Cardinals. And he's a referee. He came straight out of high school from Seattle. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great year for all the teams in the state. I think the Knights go 12-0 again. I think the University of South Florida goes 11-1, and they only lose to the Knights. I think Lane Kiffin goes 12-0. I think the coach, Butch Davis, goes 11-1 and only loses to Lane Kiffin, and maybe they're playing each other. And I think Jacksonville University football team goes.
Are we going to go through all
yes,
of them?
Yes, 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 we are. Man. Jeff, keep going. Dang it, JJ. Why did you do that? Why you got to, like, I wanted to hear the entire schedule.
I'm sorry.
Damn, JJ.
He hung up. I didn't hang up on him. I just wanted you to know that. He hung up.
I was dialed in. We were at 8,000 yard passers, 4,000 yard rushers.
When he
and
got
the
to
state
JU
of Florida
football,
was like 112-2.
When he got to JU football, I had to draw the line.
Dang, man.
Like FAU and FIU, that's fine. But
you can't. That's not. No, no. New rule on the Sports Den.
Don't hang up on him.
Do not ever interrupt Jeff again.
Okay. That's my bad. I should know my place.
You did it right before I got to Stetson.
Well, Stetson can't do well if JU does well.
Well, that's why they probably would have been 10-1.
Damn it, JJ.
He was very particular about everything schedule-wise, but then when it came to the yardage, it was outrageous.
He lost me at
FSU in the final.
Or Florida. In the final.
No, before that, he lost me when he said, y'all are going to beat Clemson in your division.
He lost me at Miami when in the Colts.
Yeah, that ain't happening, bro.
He didn't lose me at one single thing. I'm riding with you, Jeff. 8,000-yard passer. I'm talking about JU. Did we even hear JU's record, or did you interrupt
no,
him?
But I could tell you what it was going to be.
We still had West Florida. Arrow Waters,
MIT,
Stetson, Florida Tech,
Florida Tech,
Southeastern,
Bethune, Florida Tech wins the Division II national championship.
Dang it, JJ.
FAMU.
West Florida.
FAMU wins the MEAC. Bethune only loses the FAMU.
We don't know. We don't know.
That's my bet.
We don't know, all because JJ got impatient in there.
JJ with his finger on the trigger.
I was just pumped for this mock.
Seven-round mock draft from CBS Sports. I'm sorry. 703 says, thought that interview went well. Where'd it go? Here we go. All right, so here's here's the way that this thing works for the Jags. Is with number 7, the Jags take Juwan Taylor.
Okay.
Number 38, the Jags take Terry McLaurin, wide receiver from Ohio State. At number 69, the Jags take Deontay Thompson, free safety from Alabama. At number 98, the Jags take Dawson Knox. That could be the whitest name I've ever heard.
Say it again, Dawson's Creek.
Dawson Knox. I got to Google this guy.
Like Don Knotts or like Knox?
Knox. Dawson, K-N-O-X. Yes. Exactly how I picture Dawson.
I need a city and state.
Well, you've got it?
No, I just want to hear it.
He played at Ole Miss. I don't know where he's from. I just Google Dawson Knox. Bennett, we trade pick 109 to Minnesota. And so we pick up their fourth rounder and a sixth rounder. And with the fourth rounder at 120, we get Justice Hill, the running back from Oklahoma State. Then in the sixth round at 178, we get Brett Rypien from Boise State, quarterback, who I've talked about. At 190, we get Mitch Hyatt, the guard from Clemson. Then in seventh round, we trade, I guess a three-way trade. But somehow we end up with Torrey Smith. Mm-hmm. For one of our seventh rounders. So we end up with Torrey Smith. And then our last pick, we take Landis Durham, defensive end from Texas A&M. Juwan Taylor, Terry McLaurin, Deontay Thompson, Dawson Knox, Justice Hill, Brett Rypien, Mitch Hyatt, Landis Durham, and Torrey Smith is what we end the draft with.
Our boy Dawson's from exactly where you'd think he'd be from. Brentwood, Tennessee. Mm.
Yeah.
That's the
6'4", 250.
Yep. Yeah, I guess he came out early too.
Yeah, he's a junior. Red shirt.
Let me look at his combine stats. Oh, Dawson.
Didn't run the 40. 16 bench press. Vertical jump 34.5. Didn't do the broad jump. 3 cone drills 7.12. 20-yard shuttle, 4.27, and he didn't run the 60.
4.27 at 6'4", 254? It's not bad.
No.
Never heard of the dude.
That draft sounds
like a C.
Like a horrible draft. but it sounds realistic. Like I appreciate the
realism.
The realism, not reaching.
And the effort.
Like, you know, like I like movies that could actually possibly take place. So like this movie could happen. I've seen how this movie ends. 5 wins.
Instead of asking that, I can Google it just as easily. If they take Juwan Taylor, what about it be 3 out of the last 5 years the first-round picks come from Florida?
Mm-hmm. This works so well. You could probably go back. I mean, we did that 2 years in a row, right? We took a tackle from Florida, and then we took a defensive end from Florida. Like when I first moved here, I believe.
Jokel wasn't from UF.
No. Not in this era. Like,
Okay.
Who do we
have in 2007? Hold on. Yeah, it would be 3 out of the last 5. So if we did that, if we went Juwan Taylor, then we've gone Dante, then Jalen, then Fournette, then Taven Bryan, and then Juwan Taylor. So that's 3 out of the last 5. You talking about Derek Harvey?
Yeah.
We took Reggie Nelson and then Derek Harvey back-to-back years.
Yeah, before. I don't mind Reggie Nelson.
He wasn't good here. He ended up being okay. But
I think it was the scheme.
Yeah.
Reggie, Harvey. Why do I think we?
Who's the guy from Bethune? He was good.
The one that was from Jacksonville?
Played for the Jags.
No, I'm saying
the DB. He was a second rounder, though. Why can't I think of his name right now? Like one of the best Jags ever. Oh, I can't think of his name.
If you wouldn't have said anything, I would have got his name. I'm actually like Rasheen.
Rasheen Mathis. 2003. Damn, this phone line's been ringing for like a 10 minutes.
No, I just got this guy.
That's probably Jeff like cussing you out, hanging up on you. I hope it is.
Be awesome.
This mock has. See, I hate when they do it like this. It's alphabetical instead of by. The number of picks, you know what I mean? It's like I like it better when they go through number one pick, number two pick. I'm trying to see. Terry Beckner Jr. Man, I haven't heard that name in forever. Remember him?
Mm-mm.
The big time like defensive lineman out of that ended up going to Missouri. I want to say Florida State was one of his finalists.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is he entered the draft?
Yeah. They've got him projected in the sixth round.
Man, he made it. Oh, well, you know who his coach was. His coach ended up leaving Missouri mm-hmm. to go to Miami. And then now he's at Bama, I believe.
Yep.
Which is crazy about Miami fans. Like, they talk so bad about him. But he was like he created some studs at Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny to see some of these names like Jalen Hurd. Remember Jalen Hurd, the mm-hmm. running back that went to Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
They've got him slotted in the fifth round to the Cowboys as a receiver. Wow.
You want to know why the Jags haven't been very good?
You about to break some news here?
All right. Going back to Byron Leftwich. So that's a
wow.
That's a wow. So let's just look at – because I'll say they – could you say they at least that was a hit? That was good.
Byron Leftwich?
I mean, he played a little bit. They did okay.
No,
you would say that's a bust. Okay, well, let's go back one more year. Go back to 2002. John Hinton, Big John, pretty good, right?
That was a hit.
So So Big John, that's one. Leftwich, do anything for you? No.
No.
Reggie Williams.
No.
Okay. Matthew Jones. Nope. Coquette. Mercedes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Two.
Because he was late, right? He was
28th pick.
Yeah.
Cool. Reggie Nelson?
No.
Derek Harvey?
No.
Eugene Monroe?
No.
Tyson Alualu?
Sure.
Who we reached for?
Yeah, but he ended up staying for so long. I'm going to at least give him.
You'll give him that? Okay, yep. So that's three.
Yep.
Okay. Blaine Gabbert?
No.
Justin Blackmon?
No.
Luke Jokel?
No.
Blake Bortles?
No.
Dante Fowler?
No.
Jalen?
Yep.
Leonard?
No.
Taven?
No.
So five guys for your first pick, for your first round pick. Since 2002, five guys have been good.
Yeah, okay.
That's
so,
a long time of missing on a
let's
lot
try
of
to
stuff,
do this.
Bro.
To be fair, let's try. And by the way, I said no on Leonard Fournette so fast because I'm really sour on Leonard Fournette. And I'll save that. Give me a team that in that time frame, other than the Patriots, has been good for most of the time. And let's look up their history of first-round picks. Let's see what good teams hit on.
You want to say Seattle?
Yeah, sure. Sure. That's a good one. Like, I mean, we had five since 2002? Is that what you said?
Yes. I mean, I just went right back. I was trying to, really, I just went back to the who's, the, like, where did, like, where do we
no, I got
go
you.
From here?
I
know?
Just don't know. Like, all that's right. The study I always want
to
do.
All right. Do I need to go all the way to 2002 for them? Or?
I don't know.
I don't remember Jeremy Stewart. Marcus Trufant was good. I don't know. Marcus Tubbs, no. Chris Spencer, hell no. Kelly was good. Kelly Jennings played for a while.
Kane?
Yeah, I know Kelly real well. Lavo Swanee. Josh Wilson, no. Lawrence Jackson, don't
bro, I'm looking at this. It's not any better.
Aaron Curry, no. Russell Okung.
Yeah.
James Carpenter.
They had two first-rounders that year. Earl Thomas, too.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's four.
Yeah.
Bruce Irvin. With Bobby Wagner.
Where's Bobby Wagner?
No, he was a second-round pick. My bad. Bruce Irvin was a first-round pick.
Then they didn't have any first-round picks for 3 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what the norm is. I don't know, Because we sit here and we can get on a team for the way they draft, but I'm not so sure that most teams, if you go back 15 years, I bet you the hit rate is less than 30%, is my point.
That make it to their second contract?
That are worth what you think a first-round pick is going to be. And I know that's a moving target, but
I think
too much goes into the draft. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody says
that's
you
fair.
Build through the draft.
That's
you
fair.
Build, yeah, I just,
well, no, I'm just saying, like, you would like – I'm not saying you got to hit every year, but, like, damn.
What do you think the league averages?
I mean, I'd say 50%.
You think?
Maybe 40.
Man, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find
a team. We're
less
than 30, though. Like, I mean, we're less than 10.
I'm not saying we're good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be at least one. Like,
there's a middle ground.
Like, the first round pick is supposed to be, like,
you want him to get
your
to a
foundational player. And we don't have a foundational player.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, the Cowboys. Cowboys have actually been pretty good, man. Roy Williams, if we're going to go since 02, Roy Williams, Terrence Newman,
mm-hmm.
DeMarcus Ware,
okay.
Marcus Spears,
jeez.
Bobby Carpenter,
what?
Anthony Spencer, Felix Jones, Mike Jenkins, Dez Bryant,
okay.
Tyron Smith, Morris Claiborne,
yeah.
Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Byron Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, Taco yep. Charlton, and Leighton Vander Esch. That's not bad. Like, they probably are sitting around 50%.
Yeah, James Vanderbeek played way better than I thought he would.
I mean, you look at just what they did on the offensive line. Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, and Zach Martin in 11, 13, and 14. It's almost like if you can nail your front seven in the draft, I think that's the – would it be a crazy draft strategy to say, unless you need a quarterback, would it be a crazy draft strategy to just say, you know what, our first-round pick is always going to be a front seven guy? Would that be crazy?
Probably has a better chance of
– higher success rate,
yeah.
Right?
The hardest one, obviously, is the quarterback because we looked at that.
For every team.
For the top guys who've been drafted in the first round.
I think if you can get a really legit defensive back, cornerback, you probably take that.
Well, you're saying that because of Jalen.
I'm just saying that because that's a very important position that, like, the top elite at that position are so hard to find.
Yes, that's fair.
But I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, I would not go after any running backs or wide receivers in the first round ever again. Not even tight ends. I think that's stupid. Number seven, if the Jags took a tight end, I think it would be one of the dumbest things they could do. Like, you can grab those guys
wow.
from anywhere.
2013. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five DBs, man. Think they had a problem with the DBs?
Okay, that's a good one. Hold on. Let me do that. Let me check the Ravens. Somebody said check the Ravens.
Nevermore.
Let's see. And by the way, Duval Ford text line, y'all get off our butt about not remembering Rasheed Mathis.
Oh, right? I knew they'd be pissed off at that.
I mean, it happens. Like, y'all walk around remembering every name.
It's 11 o'clock at night. Give us
jeez,
a break.
Man.
MFTK.
Are you not that? Entertained?
MFTK.
Since 02. Ed Reed. Wow, holy cow.
They're done.
It's like, a good start.
There's, no need to say anymore.
Let's go back.
Solid start.
Let's go back to, oh my gosh. Let's go back to since they started the franchise.
Like 98?
Y'all ready for this? 96. Jonathan, here's their first picks.
They
Jonathan
had,
Ogden.
Like, in their defense, they had a GOAT. Ozzie Newsome is really good GM.
Dude, this is crazy. Ogden, Ray Lewis, Peter Boulware, Dwayne Starks, Chris McAllister, Jamal Lewis, Travis Taylor, Todd Heap, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs. That's going into 2003.
It's like five or six
Hall of Famers. And they didn't have a pick in 04. They go Mark Clayton, Haloti Ngata.
Good.
Ben Grubbs, offensive lineman. Flacco, blindside.
Working out.
Michael Orr. No pick in 10. Jimmy Smith, the corner, in 11.
And Joe Flacco, they got Ray Rice. As a second in the second round was pretty good until he hit somebody.
Then they go Matt Elam, C.J. Mosley, Rashad Perryman, no, Ronnie Stanley, Marlon Humphrey, Hayden Hurst, and Lamar Jackson.
Jimmy Smith was Jimmy
less
Smith
so good. Recently.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're still in that franchise. What's that?
Jimmy Smith was good.
Oh, absolutely. They're probably sitting at 60 or 70%.
They got Timmy Jernigan in the second round. That was good. Rashad Perriman's trash.
Oh, wait. Hold on. My bad. Cardinals won.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
That's three in a row over the Dodgers, going for the four games.
I got a pretty good one in the Jags division. How about the Colts? 2002. Oh, let's start 2001 because my boy. Reggie Wayne. Dwight Freeney next year, Dallas Clark next year, Bob Sanders next year, Marlon Jackson, Joseph Addai, Anthony Gonzalez, no, not that one, didn't have a first-round picnic, Donald Brown, Jerry Hughes, Anthony Costanzo, Andrew Luck, Werner from Florida State, bust.
Trash.
Didn't have a first-round pick next year, Philip Dorsett, Ryan Kelly, Malik Hooker, and Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, that's solid.
Super solid.
That's solid.
I mean, the Jags have had nothing on these teams.
What happened to Sanders?
Bob Sanders was good.
I know, but what happened? Like, he went from the dude to just...
He only played, like, 4 years.
Did he get hurt?
I guess.
Denny, we're wrong.
What?
It does start. It starts with you got to have success.
Yeah, maybe we were Steelers, wrong about that.
Steelers, right here.
We jumped the gun.
2003. Troy Polamalu, 04, Ben Roethlisberger, Heath Miller, Santonio Holmes, Lawrence Timmons.
The Jags are the only one that sucks.
Evander Hood, Marquise Pouncey. Cameron Hayward was okay. It was pretty good. I mean.
Like, these Jags guys didn't even make it to the second contract.
Like the only guy like that really
Why
hurts
do the Jags
Ryan
suck
Shazier.
At everything?
Like. And that's not even including the guys who like stick around forever, like Brian McFadden. They got my guy William Gay from Tallahassee. He went to Louisville in the fifth round, and he's still playing.
You're right. I'm wrong. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean,
you
as got to
hit
that,
on a good percentage of these guys.
I guess the only thing we can say is thank God for Cleveland for all those years.
Oh yeah, Cleveland definitely set. Bar.
But why do the Jags suck at everything then?
And Tom Randall.
We're naming off people who've been drafting like at pick number 20 and 25. Jags been drafting in the top five forever and can't get it right.
That is a good point. We picked like really good teams. Damn, that makes it so much worse.
It's unbelievable.
Wow, when you really
That's true too, 595. Besides UF players, Caldwell's taking an FSU player and a UCF player. Remember we used to get on Gene Smith about not ever picking anybody from big schools?
This is the opposite.
Yeah. Like, we got to take our final break. I got a question on Leonard Fournette. We'll get to that coming up next. I tell you the
difference between me and them. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
So I saw something. Help me out, JJ. No, I don't think it was y'all's show. I don't think it was your midday show. Somebody, I think it was Hayes maybe, was talking about how Leonard Fournette needs to be at the OTAs.
Yes, Hayes.
Is Leonard Fournette talking about not showing up for the OTAs? I normally don't care, but Leonard, you don't have that option, dog.
Have you ever been to Wyoming in the summer?
I've never been to Wyoming. But am I right on this? You don't really have that option.
Yeah, if there's one guy that needs to show up, it's Leonard Fournette.
Listen, man, as long as he comes in sleek.
No.
Coughlin
Jalen's
would
not
be Jalen's livid.
Fine. Jalen, you have proven. You have proven to be trustworthy in that manner. Leonard, you have it. This is the same dude that went to the combine at like 240, right?
Yeah. And then had the hacker jump, hacker vertical.
Right. Like, Leonard, you need to be here. If nothing else, for goodwill. Like, if you're getting that advice of it's okay because you're a first rounder and you – let's put it this way. Leonard, if you think you're in the same category as Jalen right now, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're not. You're closer to Taven Bryan than you are to Jalen Ramsey. Like, that's not – I know y'all came in boys and all that kind of stuff and, like, y'all – Jalen's earned his paycheck. Jalen's earned the trust. You haven't. I'm just trying to help you out, Leonard. I know you listen. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being a good friend. Like, you need friends in life that gives you good advice, James.
Right.
Not what you want to hear.
Right. You don't need to hear some things sometimes.
Right. You need to hear this, Leonard. Wipe away the tears, but you're not Jalen right now. You can be. You showed that. You've shown flashes that you can be. But you ain't.
I think I really like, I'm picking up what you talked about off of the break. I think I can do this.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are horrible people who, instead of solving a problem, tangle it up and make it harder to solve for anyone who wants to deal with it. Whoever does not know how to hit the nail on the head should be asked not to hit the nail on the head. If you can't hit the nail on the head, what you need to do is go to Thin MD Med Spa Studio. Dr. Capasso can definitely make you be able to hit the nail on the head consistently.
Can I deal with something real quick before we get off air? 318. According to 318, like, you would think we just won Super Bowls. 318 Texas says, stop saying Blake wasn't a hit. Dead wrong. Did way more than 90% of NFL starters. Then he just texted me and said, 21 touchdowns in 20 games for Leonard. Okay, 318. 90% of starters? Wrong. Completely wrong. You're saying Blake is top three quarterback?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Forget the Blake part.
Leonard's,
that's dope that he had 21 touchdowns in 20 games if we didn't have 32 games he was supposed to play.
No. 35 games because they had the playoffs.
He's counted touchdowns in the playoffs,
yeah,
too?
He said 21 touchdowns in 20 games even though there was 35 games in that span.
I'm just saying that is impressive. But
you like, really playing this?
You asked for it.
No, I didn't. 5-4-8 did.
Yeah, we do what he says now. I mean, he's been 2-0 the last two nights with outro music, so he's like 1-3 or 2-3.
Don't you ever play any Jimmy Buffett.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. You've been listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. That's the worst outro music ever.